Okay, today we're going through Daf Pei Amud Beis of Masechet Shabbos. We are holding on the very top of Daf Pei Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan. So we have a brisa. Motzi Seir Kedei Legabel Bo Es Hatit. How much Seir do you need to carry in order to be chayiv? The amount that it takes to make cement. So Lasos Pikur Shel Tzarfei Zov. How much cement? The amount that you would need to fill in a hole on a goldsmith's oven. Sid Kedei Lasos. We said that lime is the amount that it would take to. It's a hair removal product, so. The amount that it would take to use for a small girl, it would mean the amount that you would use on the smallest finger of a small child to make it look red and nice. I guess it wasn't just hair removal, it was to give it a certain complexion. If you have benos Yisrael that have reached the age of shtei saros, but they have not yet reached the proper number of years, meaning they're reaching puberty at a young age, so it's a little embarrassing for them. Or benos aniyim toflos osan b'sid. If they're benos aniyim, they would put some sid on them to remove the hair. Benos ashirim toflos osan b'solas. But ashirim would use solas, which is a more expensive hair removal product. Benos malachim toflos osan b'shemen amor. And benos malachim would use the most expensive hair removal product, shemen amor. Shenemar, because the pasuk says when it talks about Achashverosh and the women that were brought to Achashverosh. They would use the most expensive. My shemen amor. What is shemen amor? Rav Huna bar Chiya amar sitochas. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba amar shemen zayis lo v'yashlish. It's shemen zayis that's made from olives that have not grown to one third of their growth. Tanya Rabbi Yuda amar an piknon. And when we said an piknon shemen zayis lo v'yashlish, that means shemen that comes from olives that are not one third grown. V'lama sachno. So why would benos malachim use shemen amor? Shemesher seseir ma'adin habasar, because it would remove hair and it would make the skin nice and soft. Rav Bibi Havile Barter. Rav Bibi had a daughter, Tafla Ever Ever, and he would put seed on her one limb at a time. V'shakelba arba me'el zuza, and he got a nedunya of 400 zuz for his daughter because she became so beautiful from all of these treatments. Hava hu nachrib shavu. Say there was a certain guy that lived in Rav Bibi's neighborhood. Havile Barter. He had a daughter, Tafla b'chad zimna. He did it all at one time. Umesa, and the girl died. Amar katal Rav Bibi. And he said, oh, Rav Bibi killed my daughter because I saw what he did with his daughter. I tried to mimic it. I just changed one little detail and my daughter died from it. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Bibi Deshasi Shichra Bayin Binte Tafla. Rav Bibi, who drank a lot of beer, his daughters needed a lot of sid to remove their hair and to be ma'adin to soften their skin because Shechar is mar b'seyar and it thickens the skin. Ananda lo shasin shichra. We who don't drink so much beer, lo bayin bantan tafla. Our daughters don't need such treatments. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kadei Losud Kilkul. Rabbi Yehuda said the shear of seed is the amount to put on a kilkul. And Rabbi Chemini says the shear of seed is undafni. So my kilkul umay andifi. What are these things? So Amrav tzida ubas tzida. Kilkul is tzida, that they would use it to make hair flat, to flatten hair, and bas tzida, the makom to remove hair that grows in an unwanted area, which is smaller than is needed for tzida. Wait, you mean to tell me Rabbi Yehuda has a larger shear? I thought the Rabbanan always have a larger shear. So zutamid Rabbanan nafish mid Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Yehuda's shear is less than that of the Rabbanan, but it's more than that of Rabbi Nechemia. So meis. They ask on Rav, who says what Kilkul and Andifni is, that Amar Rebbe Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. I think that Rabbi Yehuda's shear is correct. That is Kedei Lasud Kilkul Bechavut, when we're talking about Sid that's mixed with a lot of water, the Divrei Rabbi Nechemia Bebeitzas HaSid. And I think Rabbi Nechemia is right when it comes to Sid that's mixed with a little bit of water and has like clumps in it that look like eggs, which is made for Andifi. V'yisal Kedei Tech Tzidu Bas Sid Idivi Idichavut. But if you're going to say that this means tzida ubas tzida, they're both chavut. They're both used with a lot of water. So why would Rabbi say that the lach is like Rabbi Nechemia by Beit Sassid? We wouldn't use bas tzida for that. Ela am Rabbi Yitzchak Amri debay Rabbi Ami Andifa. That Andifi means a klicheris that had two holes in it, one on the top, one on the bottom. And you want, when you wanted to fill it, you would close the bottom hole with sid. According to Rabbi Nechemia, the shear of sid that you chayv for hotzah is the shear that's needed to close that bottom hole. And Rebbe passes like that when it's a sid ova, when it's a thicker sid that they would use to close that hole. Maskaflor of Kanav, Chiyadam Osa Ma'osav Anparos, does a person put his money to be lost? He puts wine in a kli that the hole is just closed with sid, and the wine will rub away the sid, and the wine will all fall out. So that's ridiculous. Ella Marvkana Shnasos Andifi is that which protrudes from measuring kli to mark off the midah, to mark off the measuring. So they would make little blitos with sid. That's what we're talking about. Kiditnan shnasos hayu behin adkan lepar adkan leayil adkan lekeves. When they needed to know for the nesachim how much wine they need for different karbanos, they had like these measuring cups, and on the side there were these markers to let you know how much you needed for the different types of karbanos. V'iba yisema mai andifa aputa. Or andifa means on the forehead where there is no hair, they would put some sid in order to redden the forehead to make the girl look more beautiful. According to Rabbi Nechemya, if you put enough, if you carry enough sid to use for the meitzach, that's what you could be chayiv for. And Rabbi Paskins like that they would use a thicker sid. So v'chihada hu bar galila dikla lebavel, like a person from the Galil who went to Bavel, to amrle kum drosh lana b'maisa merkava. They said, why don't you get up and say a drosha, the maisa merkava, in Sefer Yecheskel. Amr lehu, edrush lehu kedarsh Rabbi Nechemya lechavrei. Al darshan feel like Rabbi Nechemya darshan for his chaverim in Maisa Markava. V'nafkis ar isa min kosel. And when he darshaned, something came out of the wall, machte bandifi umis, and bit him on the andifi, and he died. See, that's what you want to happen to me? V'amrulei, and they said, min dilei dalei. From his hand this happened, meaning he shouldn't have darshaned in the Maisa Markava. So I'm not going to darshan the Maisa Merkava. That's what happens when a person darshins in the Maisa Merkava. Okay, new Mishnah. So the Mishnah, again, just going through Shi'urim, that you chayev for Hotza'ah for. Adama, a certain type of red mud, kechosam ha-martzufin, is the amount that you need as a chasima on sackcloth. Div Rebbe Kiva, v'cham mormim kechosam ha-igros, the amount that you would use to seal a letter. V'zevel v'chol hadak, de'lizabel kelach shel kruv. How much manure enough to fertilize a stalk of kruv, div Rabbi Akiva, v'cham bomrim, kedei lizabel krisha, the amount that you would need to fertilize a krisha, chol hagas, thicker sand, kedei litron almalo kaf sid, in order to put on a spoonful of sid, kone kedei lasos kulmus, a reed in order to make a quill out of, vim haya ava o merusas, or if it was a thicker a reed, or it was cracked, so you can't use it to write, kedei levashel b'beitz hakalasha, beitim trufa unasuna be'ilfis, then it would be the amount that you need to use for firewood to make a soft-boiled egg when it's mixed in a pot. So not sort of like a scrambled egg kind of thing. It's not very much fire. It doesn't take that much heat to cook it. Malo kaf sid. So we said that for chol agas, the shear is a spoonful of sid. So tanaka delitan al pikaf shel sayadin. The amount that you would need to put on the spoon of sayadin. So says the Gemara, man tana d'chol mali l'lisid, who thinks that sand is good for sid? Amar Rav Chista Rabbi Yudi Yitani lo yasla adem espeso b'sid, a person should not, after the Churban HaBayis, because of the Avelus on Yerushalayim, he should not plaster his house with sid, elim kin erev bo tevin ochol, unless he mixed some straw or sand into it. Rabbi Yehuda omer tevin mutter, chol asr. If he mixed straw into it, it's mutter, but if he mixed sand into it, it's asr, m'neshu troxid, because it becomes stronger from the sand. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds that sand is actually good for the sid, if it's good for the plaster. So our Mishnah must be going like his Shita. Rava Amar Afilu Temer Rabbanan, Kilkulo Zehu Tikuno. Now you could even be assuming like the Rabbanan, that the sand ruins the sid. I understand why the shear is the amount that you would need to mix with sid, because that which it's Mekalkel, the sid, in that it darkens it, that is the Tikun. That's why it's mutter to be Messiahed with it. And that's why they would be mosif sand to the sid, because they were allowed to use it, and that's why Yechayev on Hotza'ah for that. Kana kedei lasos kulmus, a reed, the amount that's large enough to make a quill. Tana kulmus hamagia l'kishrei etzba'osav, the quill has to at least reach to your knuckles, otherwise it's not really comfortable to write with. Bai Ravashi, kesher elyonu kesher tachton, which knuckle, top knuckle or bottom knuckle, teku, so Gemara leaves that unresolved. V'im haya ava, but if it was a thicker reed, or it was a cracked reed, then it would have to be enough to be to cook a beitza kalasha bebeitzim when it's been beaten and put in a pot. So tana trufa b'shemen unasuna be'ilfis. Trufa means it's been mixed with oil and it's put in a pan so that it will cook very, very quickly, because oil heats very quickly and the pan will help it heat very quickly. So amar le mar brei de ravina le brei mishmi alach beitza kala mahi. Do you know what a beitza kala is? Amar le beitza de tziltzala. It's a beitza of a tiny bird called the tziltzala. So my timer, what's the reason that you say that that's a beitza kala? Mishum de zutra, because it's very small. Well then ema de tziparta. Maybe a beitza kala is a beitza of an oaf called the tziparta, which is even smaller. Ishtik. So he didn't say anything. Amar le midi shmi alach baha. Have you heard anything about this? Amar le hachi amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says beitzas tarnagolas. It's talking about a chicken egg. Umay kar la beitza kala. Why do we call it a beitza kala? Shiru chacham shein lecha beitza kala levashel yosim beitzas tarnagolas. Even though it's not the smallest egg, a chicken egg cooks very quickly. It's the easiest one to cook. Umay shna kol shiru Shabbos kagrogeres. Why is it that the shir of hutsa'a of any food on Shabbos is always a shir of grogeres? V'hacha kebeitza. And all of a sudden, over here, it's the shir of a beitza. So amalei hachi am Rav Nachman kargogeres mi beitza kala. Rav Nachman says that the shear to be mevashel a beitza kala shebebeitzim doesn't mean a full egg. It means a grogeres of a beitza that's very easily cooked. But the shear is a grogeres of food. Okay, we will stop there, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on the top of Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph.